Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Guillermo Arriaga. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you very much for this interview.
I'm delighted to meet you, and you're presenting the film No One Left Behind. So it's a fascinating film that I was really happy to get a chance to watch. But for the benefit of our listeners who haven't seen it yet, would you like to maybe say something to just introduce it a little bit?
Well, this is a film about a group of American soldiers where they go in these very threatening vehicles in Mexico, and you don't know what's going on. And suddenly we discover, well, they arrive to a small village in Mexico that things are not what they think.
Right.
That a soldier has been killed, and they have to go and recover the body, and so they cannot let no one behind. That's the motto of the U.S. Army, and what happens is that this soldier is Mexican, and they have fought with the U.S. Army. So this is what it's about.
It's an appropriate time for a film like this to come out, I would say, right? Was that part of the motivation, the historical time in which it is being made?
I think that we, as creators, have to be very aware of what's going on in the world, without trying to be openly political, because this is a movie that wants to go beyond the political scene. It wants to go to the human dimension of the problem. Now that we have all these problems with refugees and people rejecting them and feeling threatened by the foreigners, we have to understand that there's a human dimension to all of it.
Right.
And it's my job as a filmmaker to humanize this problem.
Right. Do you find that cinema has a multicultural dimension to it? There is a multicultural power in cinema?
I think that art cannot give answers, but can raise questions. And I think that these questions can be universal, you know?
Right.
It means maybe through the relationship between Mexicans and Americans, you can go to the Venezuelans and the Colombians and that refugee problem with Venezuelans coming to Colombia or Africans coming to Italy or France. So there can be a dimension that can be understandable by other people.
Right. I wanted to ask you as well, and possibly this will be the last question, on a very, very human or even existential level, the film does also revolve around death, which itself strikes me as a pretty delicate and solemn thing to be talking about. So especially when it comes to the army's way of, you know, treating the ritual of funerals or deaths, how do you research and also how do you strive to achieve that sense of solemnity that death comes with?
Well, first of all, I must tell you that most of the actors are non-actors.
Ah.
Okay?
Right.
We have only three actors. The rest is non-actors. The actress is the girl, the Danny Houston, and the friend.
Yeah.
The rest of the people were from the village I was shooting, so they have this sense of solemnity with death. They really believed there was going to be a burial. They were even crying, knowing it was acting. They were crying, and it was so strong, the experience of the story, that people really get into it.
Right. Well, it's a fascinating film. I thank you very much for talking with us. It was a real pleasure talking with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.